Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Doug, when you hear Loverboy, that means it's time for the weekend. The weekend.
Well, it's time for
that
pizza.
That ain't another but another 2 days. Think
what?
About it.
What did you just
from
say?
From Boys in the Hood, 1991, celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Okay. I don't know the years. To me, it's time for pizza. The food arrived.
Rich and Charlie's Pizza.
Yeah,
Southwoods Mill. That is our listener rewards for today. And it is available. You can click on the link on the fan pin. Click on the link on Twitter. It is up there for your enjoyment. $50 worth of food. For $25, that's the gift certificate, a $50 gift certificate for $25. Get it taken care of. You're taking care of the whole family right there, I think. That's what I would tell you. Andrew Playo is in studio, and you're a loyal listener. And Doug, I believe he's on the fan page.
Are you really?
Yes, I am, Doug. And
well,
I go on there and look for you every day, and I have not seen you yet.
I'm not on there, no.
You should be. You're missing a lot of fine material on there.
Well, what kind of material am I missing now?
Tony Dow has a
poll. A lot of Tony Dow stuff on there. A lot of just people looking for you, I think.
I'm not on there. They won't find me there.
It's the TMA fan page on Facebook. You might as well join. Now there's 4,312 Patriots. And you can click on the link to the 590, the Fan Listener Rewards. But you can go to InsideSTL.com. And Andrew, you brought this Rich and Charlie's Pizza in today. And tell our audience about Rich and Charlie's Pizza.
Well, we are family-owned and operated. We've been there since 1996. So yeah, we're coming up on 20 years at the pizza shop.
Wow.
Overall, we've been in business for like 50 years, all the Rich and Charlie's locations. Yeah, 67. So we're coming up on 50 years there. So yeah, we're just, like I said, just family owned and operated. And, you know, that's...
Were Rich and Charlie brothers or business
no,
partners?
No, actually, Rich was my great uncle and Charlie was his partner. And yeah, they just, they're both passed now, but yeah, my family's been carrying on the tradition.
Huh. Well, there's one thing I know about, and it's chicken parmesan.
I'm an expert.
That's your thing.
You brought in chicken parmesan sandwiches, and mine was delicious. I give you guys
good.
My highest recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Good. The secret's
from
the sauce,
chicken parm guy.
The secret's the sauce? Is
the secret's
right
the sauce. Yeah, we make our own sauce, same recipe, set for 50 years, so I really think that's what... that's what sets it apart. I really believe that.
And you are Rich and Charlie's Pizza. We want to make that clear.
Yes, we are pizza. Like I said, we have our 1081 Rich and Charlie's location at the other end of the shopping center. And they do not have pizza. So in 1996, like I said, we opened the pizza shop just for like a quick carry out delivery type place. So just a little something different than the other Rich and Charlie's. But we have, a couple pastas that they have and the toast raviolis and stuff like that, salads. So yeah, just a little... Something a little, instead of a dine-in, we're just like carry-out and delivery type.
Very, very cool. It is Rich and Charlie's Pizza. And right now on InsideSTL.com, I also tweeted out the link. It's on the TMA fan page on Facebook, which you should just join anyway, Doug.
You should, Doug.
But thank
well,
you.
It gets
thank
vile.
You, Andrew.
It gets vile.
But you also get great deals like this, $50 to Rich and Charlie's Pizza, and all you do is pay $25.
And that's I have to be get. On the fan page to get that?
You do, yes. Andrew, thank you so much for dropping off
really
all
good.
The treats.
Thank
you for being a loyal listener and a wonderful
Tim Lemming.
Of the
I just wanted to get that in.
Oh,
Big
okay.
Tim Lemming.
You know what? You
and
just got on the third
one. Can I ask a question before? Can I ask Doug a question?
Yeah. Of course you can.
What? Yes, Andrew. You bring in food.
I've been wondering this for a while. Huh? When are you just going to free Dotem?
Well, ooh. Probably never. Never.
Dotem
is the vilest of the vile. He deserves the sentence he's gotten.
Can
he showed no remorse whatsoever.
Can I make you an offer to maybe you free him?
What?
I can give you pizza for life at my location if you free Dotem.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, Doug.
Free pizza for life?
Free pizza for life, Doug.
Where's that location again?
It's at 1091 Southwoods Mill Road in Town and Country, Doug.
Southwoods Mill.
I will pizza for life if you free Dotem.
Oh, my word.
So that would I could almost eat dinner for free for the rest of my life.
Sure you can, if you free Dotem.
And this is a gentleman who will go to a hotel where he's not staying and eat the free buffet.
Yeah.
Those are the lengths he will go to get free food.
That was just to see if anyone needed a ride to the bullpen.
Dotem is honestly a customer of ours.
Is he?
He really is. And he's been coming in for years. And
yep, Patriot, Doug.
I would like
now,
to
Now, what
free.
If I were to accept this deal only to have Dotem go back to his old vile ways and have to suspend him again indefinitely? Would the deal be terminated?
No,
it would be terminated.
It would be.
So you're going to give him pizza for life.
Pizza for life.
He'll suspend Odom after he unsuspends him. And then it's like he's getting over on.
Come on,
my concern is that it would just open the doors for rampant and unbridled vileness.
And how much do you like free pizza, Doug? I'm only in this.
I love free pizza. But I'm in this for the community. And if the community has to hear his certain brand of vileness, I think that I would be letting down a lot of children and their families.
You're a role model. I know that.
You know what you sound like to me? You sound like you're a Hillary Clinton lemon.
For me,
That's what it sounds like to me.
For me, it's about neighborhoods and family.
Okay.
And our children.
I understand. I tried.
I'm going to consider this offer.
Okay.
Andrew, have you ever been told, because we're getting a couple texts on this, that you sound like the producer in Ray Donovan? Plowboy, it's one of your favorite audio clips. If you cannot go into the part where there's the audible moaning, although Kendra Sunderland's on hold, and so we might have some anyway. But there is a similarity in the voice. Doug, why don't you do some audio forensics?
Okay.
Here?
You got to leave her to hit Plowsy. Not there yet.
Okay.
Right. Tight ship.
Well, he's not there yet. It takes a while to get there. Sorry, Plowsy. Okay, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Ray, meet Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Come here. Right.
Right there. I will drop out right there. Because right there it gets a little... Do you hear the similarities? Andrew,
Now you speak.
I've never been told that.
No, wow, I hear it.
No.
If we could get him to say the exact same words, then we'd go back to back.
Ray.
Meet Prince Johnson.
Ray, meet Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
How you doing?
You don't have to repeat any of this if you don't want
to. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Andrew, would you like to sit in for the Kendra Sunderland interview? I bet you would.
I got to get back to work.
Good for you.
I'll be listening, though. I know you will.
Thank you, Andrew. Rich and Charlie's
Pizza. Thank you, guys.
Pizza.
I really appreciate it.
Pizza.
I'm considering your generous offer.
Just let us know, Doug.
Okay.
Let us know.
Listener rewards. We're doing it every Friday, and the new one is Rich and Charlie's Pizza. All right. Well, this is an
honor. Free pizza for life.
I know. You have to seriously consider that. Send your emails in the morning after at insidestl.com. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. It is the all-new 590 The Fan. KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and inside STL.com. What an honor this is for us to have Kendra Sunderland join us. Doug, huge story, of course, with the library girl situation at Oregon State recently, relatively recently. And then that launched a career that led to her being, and this is amazing because this is something else, the inaugural Vixen Angel of the Month. This is not something that's just bestowed to any two-bit who gets off the bus in the San Fernando Valley. And I want you to appreciate that because here she is right now, ladies and gentlemen, on the Appliances Counter phone lines, Kendra Sunderland. Kendra, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Kendra.
Put that off. Kendra, congratulations on becoming the inaugural Vixen Angel of the Month. That is a very high honor.
Thank you so much. I was very honored.
Yeah, I mean, this Vixen thing, Doug, you were saying off air that not anybody becomes a Vixen girl.
Everybody wants it. Not everyone can have it.
That's a good way to sum it up, sir. Right. That's a very nice way. Because it's you, and I think it's Ariana Marie. Am I missing any other Vixens?
August Ames was right after.
August Ames.
Sounds like a fella.
No. August Ames is a beautiful brunette. And if I'm not mistaken, Kendra, she's from Nova Scotia.
Yes, I believe so.
Yep, look at that, Doug.
Yeah,
do your show prep before you get into.
Okay, I know where Nova Scotia is.
Before you get into this interview, so what does being the Vixen Angel of the Month get you that the other girls don't get, and they're probably all jealous when it gets down to it?
Well, Greg Lansky is very picky.
Greg Lansky is the guy who's in charge. Just for some people, I know most of our audience knows, but just for the people who don't know, Greg Lansky.
Yeah, he's
picky.
Director of the Year, big guy. He really wants somebody who represents the brand well, some like natural beauty. And the gift, oh my goodness, was the Vixen Angel necklace, the V from Tiffany's, and a pair of custom Louis Vuittons.
Wow.
He doesn't really play around.
I have a question about Oregon State. You know, a lot of people say that engineering is the way to go in terms of a major. Other people say that family and consumer sciences is the best major. Where do you weigh in?
Well, engineering, I feel like you have to be really smart.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really there yet, but the family and consumer science is what I was going for. I wanted to be a troubled teens counselor.
But then, of course, with what took place, and Doug, we were talking about it in the show prep meeting.
Let's talk about the pizza.
That Kendra became world famous. I mean world famous because a friend of yours told you, hey, here's a way to make some money by becoming a cam girl. Is that an accurate portrayal of how the whole library girl thing began? Is that accurate, or is that a misnomer? And we want to set the record straight.
No, that's accurate.
Okay, so then you go in the library at Oregon State, and I hear tell you begin to pleasure yourself on video, and somehow it goes viral and all hell breaks loose. Is that also accurate?
Yes, it was like my second day of webcam, and I was webcamming at home, and the guys were suggesting that I get more viewers if I go someplace public, and they said a Starbucks, but I figured everyone would see me at a Starbucks. It's not a big enough place, so
right.
The library was just the closest, and it seemed like a great idea, so I did it.
What section? Nonfiction? Biography? What section were you in?
I'm not sure. It was the very top floor.
Right.
It's called the quiet floor. Like, you're not allowed to talk at all.
Yeah.
So I figured not a whole lot of people would be up there.
Huh. Well, I mean, if you're going to pleasure yourself in a library, you always want to consider where to go.
Well, they said it's a public place where there were people. That was supposed to be part of the gig, wasn't it?
Huh? I mean, I knew people would walk by.
Yeah.
And I knew that there would be people there, but you're really not supposed to have other people on the cam. You're not supposed to, like, even let anybody see them.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess I could see that.
Yeah,
that's probably why I got kicked off of that camming site.
Were you completely naked or just, you know, pulled something to the side?
No, I was actually, I was at home first, and I just, like, packed up my stuff and went, so I didn't really, like, plan it. So I was wearing jeans and a jacket, like a zip-up jacket.
Very nice. Iggy, does that answer your question?
That's hot.
What did the chancellor and the provost of Oregon State think of your video?
The what?
The chancellor and the provost.
I don't think they liked it.
Did you get thrown out?
I don't think. Yeah. I don't think anyone, like, administrative at Oregon State liked it or would at least admit to it. But I was already not enrolled in classes. I had dropped out once I found webcamming, and I'm just not allowed on campus grounds.
How long did it take for you to drop out and realize that the college life wasn't for you?
Mm-hmm. It was my second year. When I found webcamming, about like 2 weeks into my first semester, and I just hated school. I just gradually started doing worse and worse throughout the year, and so it was about 2 weeks into it that I just stopped going to school once I found it.
Right. I want to do the same thing. That's why I went into sports television.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, because I set aside about $5,000 a month for webcam when I pay webcam girls. But for those who don't know, what goes on with webcamming? Like, why is that different than just going to, say, freeones.com, Kendra?
It's more interactive. It's like a chat room where.
But is it one on one with just you and one gentleman, or perhaps ideally a woman, or is it a group of gentlemen and they're like chatting and saying, "Hey, do this, do that."
Yeah, it starts off as a group. So I sit there, like, clothed and everything, talking to people. And then when they want to take me private, it's just me and them. And then they're paying per minute for my time.
And relatively inexpensive, I would guess. Like,
yeah, what is the going rate?
For me, it's 50 tokens a minute, which is $5.
That's not a bad deal, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
We do that on Listener Rewards next Friday. Kendra Sunderland's our guest, a library girl. We're getting texts from listeners and actually co-hosts as well J. Randolph Jr. just sent in a text. Doug,
did he?
Might be surprised to hear this question. He
What's
says
this question?
He would like Kendra to tell us how she feels about her feet.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
About my feet?
Your feet, yeah.
He
has a very mild appreciation.
I used to be really self-conscious about them because they're a size like 9.5, and all my friends had like smaller feet, and no one could ever like borrow my shoes or anything. But now I like them more because of the foot fetish guys. They kind of make you just appreciate your feet.
Well, one of them just happened to text me and fired in the question. So there's an example of that. Is that a popular request when you're doing your cam girl sessions?
Yeah, or when I'm at conventions and stuff.
And so what do they say? Like, guy. Kick me? Because this gentleman in particular, this gentleman likes to get kicked.
I don't know. It's always different. I don't judge everybody.
Oh, no. We're not looking for judgment, especially on this show. This is a cesspool. But I'm curious if that's like a thing. Because to me, that's one that I don't get. But as you just said, Kendra, to each their own. I just was curious if there are more people than just our cohort Jennings who like to get kicked.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a thing. Anything, things that you have never thought of are a thing on camps. Like, I have seen things you would never even think to come up with. That's why I'm saying I don't judge anybody because I have seen so much stuff on cams.
And do you find yourself enjoying it, or you're just kind of like, I'll do this because it's a check? Be honest with me on this because I'm curious about this. Doug and I were guessing whether or not you enjoyed it.
It kind of depends on the person. Some people, when they're nice and they say please, or they ask how I'm doing before they demand things from me, those people I enjoy doing things for. But the people that like take me private with 1 minute worth of money and they're like, all right, take your clothes off and start doing this, I'm like, you're not even gonna say hi first. Like, those people really annoy me.
Yeah, there's got to be a certain etiquette. Well, I can tell if you're raised right.
I got the same thing.
Well, the same problem when you do your cams.
They don't want to waste 30 seconds saying hi when they only got a minute.
Well, it's 5 tokens.
Yeah.
It's 5 tokens. That's exactly right. So, Kendra, with now being a vixen girl, you're now shooting, I guess, more, but yet at the same time, Doug, select scenes. She doesn't have to do a bunch of scenes because she's now a vixen girl. And your first hardcore film, Natural Beauties, was released. Who's in Natural Beauties? Because my board operator here, the Plow Jacket, he's a big Manuel Ferrara fan. Aren't you, Plow Jacket? It's your guy.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
I don't believe that Manuel is in it.
Well, wouldn't you have been in the picture with him? So do you know if you've worked with him?
No. It's me and Mick Blue.
Mick Blue, Doug. Boy, the ladies love that Mick Blue, don't they?
Duh. What about Lou Diamond Phillips?
He was in La Bamba, totally different genre. But Mick Blue, performer of the year.
Yeah, he was a really, really great person to work with because he, for my first time, he really like helped me through it and just made it really easy for me and to just enjoy it.
Yeah, that's something I'm still trying to figure out. I haven't figured that part out at all. Who else is in the picture?
Girl-wise, there's three other girls. It's Kylie Page, Lily Rader, and Leah Gotti.
Leah Gotti, who, Plowhawk, am I right? She just retired, didn't she?
I think you're right on that, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
She related to John Gotti?
I don't believe so. I think this might be a stage name. But Leah Gotti, I think she just retired, I think. Am I right on that, Kendra, or am I wrong on that?
I didn't hear anything about that.
It was David Ross that retired.
No. That's the catcher from the Cubs. This is a performer.
Kendra, do you have any advice? One of our co-hosts is trying to do his own cam boy thing, Doug, and he's not been able to get it off the ground and make it financially profitable. Do you have any advice for him on how to get his new business venture going?
Well, when you're like not already an attractive female, it's kind of hard to get people to want to pay you. So I would just say be willing to do anything
he
you want. Because the more that you do, the more likely you are to get paid. and be flirty, I guess. Be more flirty with
Doug,
people.
Be more flirty.
No, he can't get any more flirty than he is now.
It's all about the tokens.
And when you're online, just say that you're really turned on. Like, even if you're not, just say that you are. Because it gets them to want to take you private and do things.
That's good career advice.
Now, I had a quick question about, this is going back to your Oregon State Library days. Did you find it difficult, since you did say you were in the extremely non-quiet section of the library, when you were close to climaxing?
Okay, Plowsy.
Did you find it difficult to not make a sound in order to not get caught?
Hmm, great question.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of difficult at times. I don't really think that in my head I was thinking about not getting caught, and I think that's a problem that I have. Sometimes is like, I just don't think about things before I do it, and
that's hard to believe.
Really? At that time, I just kind of really enjoyed myself. I didn't really think about being super quiet or anything.
Got lost in the scene, Doug. That's what Daniel Day-Lewis said about There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, I remember that.
Kendra, who have you enjoyed working with most on the male side, and who have you enjoyed working with most on the female side? I always like to find out the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I like the answers.
On the male side, I mean, like, if I included everybody and not just the performers, Greg Lansky would definitely be my favorite person that I've worked with.
Boy, the girls love him, don't they? And the work he is turning out here over the last 18 months has just been, it's been a real
thing about. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I was at the AVN Awards, and he must have won like 10 awards that night, Kendra. Yeah.
Yeah, he won 16 awards.
16 awards.
Meyer Lansky. Meyer Lansky? How many awards are they giving out? 16 seems like a lot for one fellow.
No, they give out a lot, but he won, like, Director of the Year.
He did.
He won so many awards for just so many different scenes that he's put out. He just really only does really high-quality work now, and what he's making is art. And I think that's so beautiful that he tells the girls that this is art, and it really is. It's gorgeous work, and I really only want to work with him.
Oh, wow.
I want to, like, work with the best and then go and do some, like, really dirty, crappy, like, film, you know. It's just, he just makes me feel so comfortable. He's a really great friend to me now, and I really love working with him and the work that I put out and do with him. And so just being able to work with him, like, when he came to me with the first offer to be the opening scene for Vixen.com, like, I knew that I had to take it because I would not get an offer this big ever again.
Yeah,
that's, and I'm really, really glad that I did take it, and we're going to continue to make really beautiful art and just really creative scenes.
Good for you. Now, have they put something together where they're going to say, hey, let's get the first few Vixen girls together, and we'll do, like a scene with all of them maybe. You know, Doug, that would be a nice little thing, wouldn't it? With you and August and Ariana, wouldn't that be a lovely treat? Maybe something for the holidays.
Yeah, someone's already suggested that on Twitter. It's funny, actually, when the fans suggest a matchup for a scene, and you've already done a scene with that person, and it's not out yet, so it's funny. It's like, oh, I can't say anything, but you, like, literally guessed right on.
But, that was Tim.
Somebody has suggested that to Greg, so maybe in the future.
Something to keep an eye on, Doug. That might be a nice little gift for the holidays. Something to keep an eye on here. 50 days away. Yeah. And then as far as a female performance, Greg Lansky is the person you enjoy working with the most. Of course, the highly credited director with his 16 AVNs, An Emotional Evening in Las Vegas in January of 2016. But female-wise, who would you say you enjoy most?
I don't know. I haven't worked with a whole lot of girls. Honestly, my favorite girl that I've worked with, I'm not really allowed to talk about yet because this scene is, the movie itself is just a huge surprise.
Wow. Wow. I feel like we're getting Dish right now, Doug.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. The nice trailer dish. Is not even out yet.
Can you just say blonde or brunette? Can we just get an idea? Blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
Wow.
I can tell you that my favorite girl in the industry is Misty Stone. Misty Plops is the emailer. I love her personality. Everyone, when she just walks into a room, she just lights up the room, and everyone's excited to see her. Like, I just love her personality, and she just is so nice.
But have you worked with her yet?
No. But I just went to the Night Moves Awards, and so every night we were.
Those were in Lansing, right? Lansing, Michigan.
No. That's in Florida. Tampa, Florida.
That was Lansing, too.
And she was there. And so every night we go out to a different club and do, like, promoting and stuff. And so every night I was going out with her, and she's just so much fun to be around.
Let me ask you this, because I think this is an important question that I know the audience is wondering. While you guys began to bond in, was it Lansing?
Lansing, Michigan.
Did you guys wind up hooking up while traveling through the Upper Peninsula?
No, actually, me and my boyfriend, we were there, and he got sick, and so he was really miserable going out at night, and then the next day, I got sick, so we were just, like, miserable. It's so terrible when you're sick to have to go out to a club at nighttime, like, and just party with people, so we were just kind of miserable, maybe like planting the seed, like making her comfortable around us, and then maybe next time, I don't know.
Good for you guys. So you were looking for an MFF, is that correct, Plowhawk? Is that the MFF it sounds like that they were trying to set up?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Okay, Plowsy. Now let me ask you this. Are you happy in the lane that you're in right now, or eventually do you want to branch out, maybe get a network sitcom or do romantic comedies, or a rom-com, or are you happy with this lane?
I really try not to, like, plan things because I never knew
that the show.
Library thing would happen. I never knew I would be here. So I try not to plan things. But one thing I realized when I first shot my scene is that I really enjoy acting, and I'm planning on moving down to LA in a few months, so I think I might try and, like, pursue that career. It scares me. I'm really nervous to try it or anything. Maybe I won't be any good, but I definitely want to try and do acting.
Very nice. Good. Iggy, you have something? We got to let Kendra go, but you have something.
Yeah, Kendra, I know you're new in the business, haven't been around that long. first off, your breasts are real, correct?
Okay.
Nice, Iggy.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're perfect. The
easy.
Question.
Easy. Let's not be judgmental.
That's a compliment, Doug.
I know.
And my question is, I've always wanted a director to do this, and I think if a director would go this direction...
Please be careful.
It would. They would be like Greg. They would probably win 15, 16 AVNs because of this. I would like somebody to do an old-fashioned movie where all of the girls have real breasts. You do like the old 70s hairstyle. You let the shrubs grow a little bit. You play the old-time porn music.
Check, please.
The old-time porn music that you always heard back in the day. And you just do like a remake of an old 70s, maybe early 80s movie. Do a remake and have all the actresses of now be actresses back then and look like them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Shabby.
One thing Greg really does like is the, what'd you call it? The
shrubs?
Can I say bush?
Yeah. Well, I already covered it, but yeah, that is a synonym, Doug, if you have your thesaurus out.
Oh, you can't say that?
Yeah, you can.
It depends. I'm a little more on the left when it comes to those words, so we're fine.
Okay.
Is that coming back?
Something else. But yeah, the shrubs. That's one thing that he really likes.
Yeah, I just don't, for the life of me, I don't get it. I have to tell you, I'm disappointed in all of you for that. I don't know why that's coming back, but it sure seems like it is. Doug, it's kind of like a throwback jersey. Yeah, I really don't. Do you I guess you like it?
I love it.
Really?
I've never liked it before, and then my boyfriend suggested maybe I try it. Right. And then one time I, like, grew it out and stuff, and I really, really liked it. And then one time I just decided to shave it. Just to, like, I don't know, make it grow back or something like that. He almost broke up with me.
Wow.
Because
I think it gives it.
Guys don't like it.
It gives it personality, in my opinion, because you're always used to just the completely shaved. And I think when you come across a girl
doing,
a landing strip or a V or some sort of, you know,
a V.
Yeah, kind of like a reverse triangle. I've seen that. I do show prep.
Blues got beat again last night.
So I think it gives your kitty personality. Not so scoring any that goals, probably Doug, just a good trait to have in your industry.
Yeah, I think it looks more mature. Like when I see one that doesn't have one, it just kind of looks like I thought myself looked like when I was like 16. Like right. I think it just makes me look more mature.
Well, you know, it's just one of those. It's like with the election season. We're just going to have to agree to disagree, but respect each other's opinions, and hope to maybe circle back in 4 years. And ideally, at that point, you'll be clean as a whistle. You know.
Yeah.
This is going to come up. Talk to Greg today. Here's my lineup. You, Dillian Harper, Riley Reed, and do a remake of Taboo.
Wow, Iggy, you are really doing some work here in St. Louis.
Tell Greg that's at least 20 AVNs.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Kendra, congratulations on all your success. Congratulations on becoming, Doug, the inaugural Vixen Angel of the Month. She is absolutely beautiful. Kendra Sunderland, you may know her as Library Girl, but everybody knows her now as a Vixen Angel of the Month and X-Biz Award winner. The film Natural Beauties is out on DVD and available for the holidays. Kendra, thank you so much for the time this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
There she is, Doug. Kendra Sunderland with
us here on the program.
And if you're thinking about going to Oregon State, she did clear up Family and Consumer Sciences is the major.
That seems like that's the one to go
better than
that,
engineering.
That and, what is that?
And engineering.
Consumer sciences?
Family.
That's what she was there
for. What is
that? Plowboy is the V for Vianney. Thank you. That's from the Dogtown Astro van.
I think she's still living in Oregon. She hasn't made the move.
That's why she's talking about moving down to L.A.
Yeah, she hasn't moved.
If you remember, she was one of our Bomber O'Briens up and coming.
It was.
Film,
so and that's when I tried
I
to get
she
her
was
on.
The second one.
And we couldn't.
And Jill Cassidy had like 2,000, 1,500 Twitter followers when I discovered her. And I said to Caden, I said, here's another one for you. And she wasn't as sure as I was. And now she's at 23,542 Twitter followers.
She busts out like a movie a week. I follow her on Twitter. She is very active. Very active.
So and which
Doug,
one are we
she
missing?
She gave you good advice for your fledgling business. You need to flirt a little bit more.
Yeah, be a little flirty.
And always post on social media that you're turned on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could tweet that out.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Which one of your up-and-comers have we not gotten on yet?
We only had three.
I think there's one we didn't get.
But she got out of the business. But there was Kendra, there was Jill, and then there was, I don't even remember her name, but she's out of the business. And then, was there a fourth? Because we only did the thing for a month.
Yeah.
It was only sponsored for a month. I'm surprised that, you know, other companies haven't come rushing to sponsor it.
Yeah, it really is a stunner.
Well, I do have an update on one that we're trying to get on.
Wow, what do you have? This is huge dish for Friday. What a huge 9 o'clock hour we're having.
You know, we pretty much given up on Lana Rhodes. Well, your friend and mine from the AVNs, Dan Miller, he knows you. He said, yeah, I've talked to Tim.
Of course he has.
The
Peter Gammons, up and coming adult film stars.
He was trying to do something with the AVNs with Lana. He said, let me reach out to her. He got back to me yesterday. He said, here is our email address. I talked to her, and she seems to be interested. She said, email her. So I emailed Lana Rhodes yesterday, and that may be something next week.
Wow. What did she say in response?
I have not gotten a response yet back, but...
Might be a punctuation situation.
Yeah, I was all mixed up there. No response yet, but Dan said she seemed to be interested and said, have him email me. We can talk. So
wow. Maybe this, it's this one of those things. This is the big get right now. This is the one 60 Minutes is trying to get. If we get
why
it,
why would that be the big get?
Well, because she was supposedly going to be the next Jenna Jameson, and then suddenly she retired. She had a dispute with her agent, Spiegler, and he was having her work too much, she claimed. So she supposedly retired and moved back to Chicago, but now she's back in the game. This is all in a matter of 5 months. That's what's so fascinating about this industry. It's like watching the stock market.
And she was first known as Gymnasium Girl.
No. Just Atlanta Rhodes. Oh. Beautiful blue eyes, Doug.
It's hard to imagine these girls might change their mind and get in the business, out of the business. Oh, wait, I need some money. I'll get in the business. Okay, that's not working. I think I'll get back in the business. I suspect some of that goes on.
Guys, I would pay 100 tokens for 5 minutes of Tim on cam. Thanks. It's from the 618.
You ever thought about that? Do a McKernan webcam?
Yeah. Well, I have that guy that you know from bowling who wants me to do that, but not necessarily that kind of webcamming.
No, you do it for free when you're on the plane. You talk to these people all day.
I love talking to people. I love talking to
people. Well, you should charge for that.
Yeah, I kind of like
charge them tokens.
These lemmings would pay. I can't ask you a question. I need two more tokens. Here you go, Timmy.
I'm putting on a fleece. Need more tokens.
Well, what a week it's been, and we get to relive it every Friday with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
Were you a conspiracy theorist before you started smoking marijuana, or was it the reverse role that you started smoking and then kind of opened your mind toward the conspiracy that you're trying to debunk?
That is a good question. I would say it probably threw fuel on a fire that was already kind of burning. Well,
you laugh like Plowsy. You have the same laugh as Plowsy over here. Cut two.
So, like, I heard Bonnie was going to be at Thursday's Hot Shot.
That's right, Bonnie Rotten. Bonnie Rotten.
Oh, yes. Just say it again. No.
You are a little pepper pot.
So, yeah, like, I was going to go there and kind of just slide up next to her and be like, hey, like, you want to, like, make a movie together?
Whoa.
You know?
Doug. Doug.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you're interested in shooting a stag film?
Cut three.
Dallas squeezed their sticks too tight that game, Tim.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I could tell just watching.
What do you think of that analysis, Chase?
Yeah, good work.
Cut four.
Okay, so, like, you can be a five and put on a baseball outfit and be, like, a nine instantly. He is like a 10 already, and he puts on the outfit, and just like, huh.
We don't
like,
really call it outfits. Die. We don't call them outfits.
I think they do when they wear the red hats
it's,
on the road.
It's
I
more
call
like
them
costumes.
What? Costumes?
So, so do you have a uniform fetish? Is that kind of your thing?
Oh, yeah, like a uniform. That's a better word for it.
Right.
That's what we
right. Well, no, I'm very talented, so I was able to come up with that. But is, mm-hmm. is this like an NBA yeah. thing, NHL thing, NFL thing, or is it just baseball?
It's actually, I guess, any kind of uniform for real.
So you're you're a jersey chaser.
Yeah, I guess so.
Clip that off.
Cut five.
I know you got to go. You're doing Dan Patrick's show coming up. I guess his audience is a little bit bigger than ours. It depends on what metric you look at. But
questions won't be as good.
here on this show, John, we, I think similar to you, have a great appreciation for French fries. So let me ask you this. What would you say is the best French fry out there?
Oh, nice question.
I got to believe McDonald's has the best fries still. It's just a recipe nobody seemed to ever been able to copy.
You know what? And Dan Patrick's going to be scared to ask you that question.
But I do know McDonald's. I do know one thing. McDonald's has the best Diet Coke. That's
oh, I think they might, actually. Well, I don't know what they're doing to their Diet Coke that everybody else isn't doing.
I was addicted to that for years.
Cut six.
Do you need a breast job?
Well, I mean, according to Mike,
Mike said she had small milk.
Well, for heaven's
sake. Small milk. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Mike's on the other line, isn't he?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get him on here real quick, Tony.
God, yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello,
hey.
Mike. Yeah, hello.
Tony, Tony Lee is on the line.
She got small milk.
Okay, knock it off. Knock it off.
Hey.
You're check, ruining please. Your self-esteem.
Check, please.
Hey. Cut seven.
You're going to be in a cuck situation because he said you're going to live vicariously through him, and you're probably sharing a room at a hotel, I would imagine.
No, we're not sharing room. We have hotel points. I'm too old to be sharing a room with another dude and seeing him getting his hand action on.
Okay. All right, Tuxie.
Tuxie.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got off the rails there. Forgets he's on the air. Gets excited about telling the story.
That's I want to go have a beer. I want to go have a beer with that dude.
He never called in from his experience in Cleveland.
No, he didn't. He did not. He was looking forward to a big night.
Doug, you asked for picks
of his big night.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, just to see what was going on in the
street.
But
he never sent him.
No, he didn't.
Doug, I asked for knowledge on Ryan Kelly because he's a title sponsor, and without him, we'd never be able to talk to the library girl.
Well, and without a mortgage, you'd never be able to live indoors. So that's where Ryan Kelly comes. Maybe you're looking for a first-time buyer, And you're saying, I wonder how much house I can afford. Well, it'd be a wise idea to call Ryan Kelly right out of the chute, and he could tell you exactly, because there's a lot that goes into it. And what Ryan Kelly can do is get you the absolute lowest rate so your payment will be low. And if you don't get the best rate in town, you're going to pay a lot more in interest charges than you need to pay, and that's going to come to tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So do yourself a favor, even before you buy the house, or if you got a mortgage and you want to refinance, give Ryan Kelly a call. Here's his number, 314-781-9700, and he's got a little website. It's thehomeloanexpert.com. That's Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Our title sponsor, and we will be at Hot Shots on Thursday night at Fenton. Doug, the millions and millions of listeners will be on hand to watch us perform our craft.
You think there'll be millions out there? Probably a couple dozen?
My dad said so.
The ad says millions, okay.
And Bonnie Rotten is going to be there, and Tony Lee is going to audition to be in a film with her, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. If we can get more of our listeners involved in the adult community, I think we've done our job.
Don't you think if someone that looked like Tony Lee wanted to get in, they would immediately accept her?
Yes. I don't know how serious she is.
There's not a real tough criteria, is there, for the other ones? I mean, they don't get a lot of beautiful girls. They say, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, let's be a gateway for innocent young people to venture into that business.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It seems like no.
What's happening.
No.
Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill is proud to be partners with not only this fine radio program, but also the Blues. Again, this season, have many awesome events planned for Blues fans at all their locations. Come by a new Hotshots every Tuesday for their Tuesday night Hockey Night Blues ticket giveaways. Pull up a front row seat and watch all the Blues action at Hotshots and enjoy awesome Blues specials. A shot at great prizes and free high fives for every goal. During each party, Hotshots customers can enter to win a pair of Blues Plaza level tickets to be given away at the conclusion of the game. Come by and watch the Blues. Have a beverage and enter to win Blues tickets. Sounds like a winner. It's Hotshots. They do it every Tuesday, Doug, for Tuesday night games. The next one is on the 15th of November. Hotshots Manchester. That is what we have coming up for you. But right now, we have the email today.
It's exciting.
Well, we're giving away two tickets to the St. Louis debut of Ice Guardians. Kelly Chase, Brett Hull going to speak at it. It is the premiere of Chase's film. It's November 7th at the Pageant, starting at 7 p.m. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Morning, Spinners. I like Milky Chance. I want a Milky Way. I want milk. I like Doug Vaughn. I want a chance with Doug. I want a chance to milk Doug. I want a chance for Doug to milk my prostate.
Okay, that's enough.
Well, that all came together right there.
Who was it, Tim?
A Latino man, 559.
Latino man, 559, has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn's, for the logule.
Morning, boys. TGIF, am I right? Hey, Tim, if you need me to talk to Jared and get that footage for you, I can. I can even wrap it in your favorite wrapping paper for you and deliver it myself. It's not a hassle at all. Anyway, man, am I as horny as a horse, this ma'am. Your guys's, shout out to Hannah Ray, show is cool and all. But we are lives, one year anniversary is tonight, and I'm beyond excited. I don't think my lass is coming, though. She says my boys and I get drunk like a bunch of Tri-Delt sorority girls. Anyway, it's Movember, and all Rory Pepperpaws and I have grown our mustaches to promote awareness for men's health and prostate cancer. Doug, are you going to be in attendance? We can give you a checkup and maybe even a tickle. And I mean front and back. Mustache rides for all, Ray King.
Awful. Ray King. Awful.
How to lay a tile floor. Make sure your subfloor is strong.
Oh, yeah.
Replace any soft spots with new plywood. Then go ahead and put a layer of half-inch plywood over it and screw it down tight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be sure the floor is level. Then prepare your concrete board. Make sure your cuts and mix up some thin set. Trowel the thin set on the floor.
Yeah.
Drop your concrete board and screw it down. Now you're ready for some tile action. Call the hottest handy dad you can, because if he's a stepdad, bonus if he's a stepdad, light some scented candles, dress slutty, and measure the floor length. Then measure your new friend for girth. Take things slow and get to know each other. Don't rush. And that's how you lay a tile floor. That's a Melvin Verbeck.
Melvin Verbeck. He's new.
Doug, our listeners are giving us tips.
I like the home improvement tips very much.
Hey, Tim, if we can get a $50 Rich and Charlie's deal for $25, do I contact you if I also want them to load it up
and I feel that they gave me more of a scoop instead of a load. I want my money's worth. Also, with these deals, is it like other deals where I can only use the $25 between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.? Finally, with you guys sounding older and even more out of touch, commenting on, is this what the kids are listening to talk? I feel like your next Inside STL News Team video is the three of you doing the whip and nay-nay, asking, is this how you do it? How fun. So crazy. What a dance. And then you all start kissing. Oh, no. The kissing would make it less embarrassing and hotter. Obvs. Thanks. That's the Dogtown Astro Van.
Dogtown Astro Van.
Guys, Plops here. Sorry for the late email. I was trying to sleep off a roofie. Did I ever tell you guys the story about me going to the bathroom all over myself at the soccer park? Oh, what's that? I'm sorry. The Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Yeah, 100% true story for you. I find myself in a really bad spot where I'd gone to watch a family member's early morning game and I suddenly had to go bad. The only bathroom was a few hundred yards away at the main building. I made my way across their campus and ran in there with my tuchus clenched up like a vice. And to my disgust, the stall was the filthiest thing you'd ever seen. Unusable. So I scurried into the next, same result. Then the next, same. Guys, this was early in the morning and apparently they'd had a big event the night before and nobody had cleaned the restrooms yet. It was bad, but my options had all but slipped away. I picked one, dropped my boy pants, and hovered whilst holding on to the filthy walls beside me. Guys, I kid you not, my ankle was off and I completely missed and went all over my khaki pant. It was the worst day of my life. And what I ended up having to do was then stand at the sink nude for a few minutes while I hand washed my pant in the sink. The underwear just got pitched. I then put the soaking wet pant on, peeked out the bathroom door to make sure nobody was around, and made a mad dash to my car, where I then simply drove home in silence. Well, glad to be here. The elusive Misty Plops.
Why did we need to know that?
He was just sharing a story.
It was a terrible story. Elusive Misty Plops.
Howdy. Social media is a buzz about this Timberwake getting choked out thing. Timberfake getting choked out thing. And it's the perfect job for the Inside STL News Team. Never mind that a member of the news team hates the morning after. Her reason for not listening was that she prefers German indie folk groups named Milk and Cookies. I imagine Milk of Magnesia frontman looking like Mike Myers' character Dieter from Sprockets. Doug, now is the time when we dance on Sprockets. Would you like to touch my monkey? And I also think Butch Patrick was on an edition of Sprockets.
Was he really?
Yeah, played by Ben Stiller.
And, well, good for him.
And Mike Myers wanted to touch his widow's peak. Had a wonderful widow's peak. I haven't heard an excuse this bad since Rich Gould's My AM Radio is on the fritz. Thanks, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Fellas, last night I was visited by a wandering hand looking for digit plate. I was nestled all snug and tight in my bed when I felt a rogue hand begin to crawl up my leg. To my surprise, I was staring at a twinkish-looking alien. He was bald as the day is long with sparkling blue eyes, and I was oddly attracted to it. Anyways, we spent the next rest of the night exploring what each of our bodies could do, with me playing the role of Julia Roberts and he dressed up as Hugh Grant. And he just let me say I'm bullish on how our bodies will evolve in the future. He flew off his little spaceship after with me holding a boombox, playing the final song from The Breakfast Club, and me hoping for another milky chance with him so I can confirm aliens are real. Believe that.
Okay. This show is going straight to hell. Who was it, Tim?
River Phoenix, alien whore.
River Phoenix, alien whore.
Are we almost done with the emails?
Yeah, we're done.
Any good ones?
There were more, but I mean, for timing, we gotta.
I'll go Dogtown Astro Van. I lost interest. They were too wild for me today.
Well, there was one that wasn't wild. And that was Melvin Verbeck teaching us how to put down tile. I'm going to vote for him.
I go with the Dogtown Astro Van as well. Congratulations, Dogtown Astro Van. You're going to see Ice Guardians this Monday at the pageant. Kelly Chase and Brett Hull speaking, and you get to see the picture, and it is a picture, a wonderful picture, this Monday, 7 p.m. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Ice Guardians, this for, Monday at the pageant. Well, it's time for us to shut it down.
Frank's
going to do what?
Yeah, we've had enough. This hour's been
This was a rough show.
Rough hour.
Rough way to end the week.
Rough
Doug.
Week.
Frank is coming month. Up next. He's going to do this Hollywood Casino Press Box. It's a real show. It has like a monologue, and then there's like guests.
Yeah.
And then they, like, talk about things.
Yeah. What we thought we were getting in when we started this show.
Well, you talked to Library Girl today, sir.
Yeah, I remember that.
So that's coming up next. This is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Time for us to shut it down for the Plow
Jacket, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.